In Altoona, Pennsylvania, the world's oldest roller coaster is turning 100 this year. The wooden structure began to crumble in the 1960s, but it has since had a million-dollar facelift. Charlotte Renner recalls being terrified of the ride when she was young, so she went back this summer to test her nerves.
The ancient roller coaster is called Leap the Dips. You get your first glimpse of a spindly white wooden track about the size of a two-story house from the much tamer merry-go-round. A four-person car upholstered in cracked red leather rattles and rumbles through a maze that looks like it could have been built by a giant playing with Tinker Toys in 1902. There's no motor. It works on gravity. Looming at the back of Lakemont Park, it still makes your heart race. Not because it's big, but because it's so old.
It's just part of history. You never build another coaster like this.
18-year-old Dustin Stotler proudly operates what the brochure calls the last example of a side friction figure eight roller coaster still in operation. Side friction means the cars aren't actually attached to the track. They bump against low metal rails as they round tight corners at 10 miles an hour.
It's not fast. I mean, you know, part of being scared is you don't know if you're going to keep on the tracks or not.
Clarence Hoskins plunked down a nickel to ride this coaster back in 1916.
We weren't scared of anything back in them days.
But on this blistering summer day, he's not so sure. Laying down his cane, Hoskins climbs gingerly into the red leather car, grips the iron bar, and gets pushed up the first wooden hill by a muscular teenager. At the peak, gravity takes over, and Clarence's car nosedives into a valley. A big man, he goes pretty fast, and his car lurches from side to side. Afterwards, the retired railroad engineer mops sweat off his forehead.
It was rough. It did a lot of hitching on the curves. I've run K4 engines 80 miles an hour. It wasn't as rough as that.
But 5-year-old Courtney Garnes has a good time leaping the dips, even though it does make her bones rattle.
I did feel like I was gonna explode there.
Well worth $1.50, laughs Tracy's mother. After all, the Leap the Dips is a bona fide landmark on the National Register of Historic Places. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Renner in Altoona, Pennsylvania.